USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is promising the bipartisan infrastructure bill will come up for a vote next week. Progressives and moderates in the Democratic Party have been in a battle over the timeline of when it comes to that measure and a separate bill. Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are continuing to search Florida's swampland looking for Brian Laundrie, the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Northport Police Commander Joe Fusel says they're covering just about every area of a vast wildlife preserve that they can.
We're looking through wooded areas. We're looking through bodies of water. We're looking through swampy areas. And we're deploying the resources to be able to do that. We have air units. We have drones. We have the swamp buggies, air boats.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Human footprints, thought to be the oldest in North America, are discovered.
New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The gunman in Thursday's shooting at a grocery store in the suburbs of Memphis, Tennessee, which killed one, has been identified as UK Thang. Collierville Police Chief Dale Lang explaining to reporters why he would not say Thang's name during the news conference.
I'm not going to give you his name today. I'm not giving him notoriety in this platform, but Major David Townsend will provide anybody that wants his name shortly after this briefing, okay? So we're just not going to do it in this venue.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
According to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, there is a framework in place to fund the Democrats' budget reconciliation bill, which includes much of President Biden's economic agenda. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott joins Fox and Friends, saying even if taxes are raised, there will still be nowhere near enough money for the bill.
It's impossible to raise taxes enough to spend $3.5 trillion. So the size of that deal is coming down. But more importantly, when you start talking about tax increases, you're going to have a reduction in revenue for years 5 through 10. The first few years you may see a spike, but then it plateaus and it goes down.
The senator was also asked about a House bill that passed on Thursday, which approves $1 billion in spending for Israel's Iron Dome defense system.
If there's anything that is not debatable, it is standing strong with our allies. Iron Dome has saved thousands upon thousands of lives.
And finally, a town in southern Iowa is planning to snag the Guinness World Record while serving up pancakes on Saturday. Volunteers in Centerville plan to turn out 26,000 pancakes during its annual Pancake Day celebration. They're looking to break the world record for most pancakes served in a single setting. A Missouri store currently holds a record with 13,000 pancakes. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.